The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
dig it.
Stop right on.
There's too many of you crying.
Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Evan?
I'm doing really well, man. I'm doing well. I'm the early bird today. How are you?
All right, I'm doing fine. Well, let's get right to it. On the line, he's back, president and CEO of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, none other than my good friend Max Richmond. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Earl. Thank you for inviting me.
It's always good when you are on the airways because you've always got some germane and pertinent information to share with our listening audience. You know, I thought the last time we talked, it looked like we could breathe a sigh of relief. All seemed right with Social Security and Medicare. And now we find out that they want to raise the cost of, is it Plan B?
Plan B, Medicare Part B, correct.
Yeah. And tell the audience what they are planning for those of us who, you know, are just trying to meander through the remaining years of our lives. Let's talk a little bit about what that is.
Yeah, well, it's really shocking, and I'm sorry to have to bring this kind of news to you and your audience, but a few weeks ago, by law, Medicare had to announce what the Part B premium, monthly premium, would be for 2022. And last year, it increased by $3 or $4 a month, and that was pretty reasonable. And this year, for 2022, the increase in the premium is going from $148.50 a month to $170.10 per month, an increase of $21.60 in the premium per month, not per year, but per month.
Now, Max, people may say listening to this who aren't on Social Security and Medicare that's not much at all. You say what to that?
Well, I say if you're living on the edge, and most seniors on Social Security, the average is about a little over $16,000 a year, $1,400 a month, and that's the average. So for many, it's much less than that. So to increase your Part B premium that much in 1 year is pretty dramatic. But the outrageous part of all of this is how this is justified and the reasons for that increase. And I'd like to tell your audience what that is and what's responsible for the increase. The biggest reason is, by law, this is kind of automatic unless the Congress changes it. By law, the Medicare program has to take into account what they call and a contingency reserve for any drugs that may be added to coverage under the Medicare program. And this has led to a situation this coming year where there is a drug. It's called Aduhelm, A-D-U-H-E-L-M. It's an Alzheimer's drug. Number one, I've read a lot of literature on this. We're not even sure that it works. We're not even sure that Medicare is going to cover it. But in the event that Medicare does cover it, the law requires a contingency reserve to be set up to pay for it, and that is the reason that premium has jumped dramatically by $21.60 per month. So, you know, to me, it is just totally irrational to add the burden, monthly burden of seniors and the premium they pay for their Medicare, adding $21.60 per month for a drug that we don't even know for sure if it works, and we don't know if it's going to be covered by the Medicare program. But in the event that it is covered, there has to be a collection of money to pay for it. So we have a situation where people will be paying more in their premium for a drug that we're not sure will work, we're not sure will be covered, but they're going to be stuck with this increased premium despite all that. On top of that, Earl, this is like you can tell, it's really galling me. This is what the premium will be. There will be an out-of-pocket cost for someone who actually uses this drug. This drug will cost $56,000 a year.
Wow.
You asked me, what's the problem with an increase, a monthly premium increase of about $22 a month, and I just talked about that. If you actually need to use the drug is going to cost $56,000 a year. The out-of-pocket, a large portion of that will be paid by the money that's collected by this increased premium. But if you are on traditional Medicare and you use this drug, let's assume it is approved, it is included in the Medicare benefit, you would have a responsibility of paying out-of-pocket $11,200 in coinsurance per year to access this drug. To me, this is so outrageous, and what it sheds light on to me is the failure of the Congress so far to add significant drug pricing reform legislation that can be enacted in the House and in the Senate. In the House, legislation that passed, President Biden's Build Back Better Act, included some drugs, but precluded drugs like this one that I'm talking about. We wanted all drugs to be covered. We wanted all drugs to be subject to negotiation between the pharmaceutical company and the federal government, which is prohibited by law right now. But what the Congress finally was able to do, which is better than nothing, was pass legislation in the House that held down the cost of some drugs, but not this one, not drugs that have what's called exclusivity. And now this is before the Senate. And just so your audience knows, I've written a letter to all senators pointing out the flaw in the bill that is currently before them that would not protect Medicare beneficiaries from these outrageous increases for medicine. And I've urged the Senate to include in the protection of for consumers, in this case Medicare beneficiaries, any drug that is going to increase in this dramatic fashion. I don't know if we're going to be successful, but we're going to try.
So my mom died of dementia, and so what you are saying is, after all of the time that these pharmaceutical companies have spent with trying to come up with solutions or ideas to address dementia and Alzheimer's and all of those kinds of things, we've seen it. It's almost a part of what's in the future of many of us as we progress in age. Dementia and Alzheimer's runs rampant in the elder communities of this country. And now they have come up, or they're at the precipice of finding something that will help that. And now they're basically saying it's only for those who can afford it.
That's about right. That's pretty disheartening, isn't it?
And I hate yes. I mean, who can afford $11,000 a year on fixed income? They can barely afford the $20 additionally a month. But if you actually need the medication itself, as you stated, it's going to be $11,000.
Right. That's, Earl, that's exactly why we've taken this issue to the U.S. Senate and to the House of Representatives. We're urging the House Energy and Commerce Committee that has jurisdiction over these matters to hold hearings immediately on these Part B premium increases. And we have asked the Senate, they've got this legislation before them now. It's passed the House. As I said, better than nothing legislation, but it does not address a situation like the one I have outlined. We've asked the Senate to strengthen the drug provision that's in the bill that passed the House by allowing Medicare to negotiate any drug, not just a few drugs that don't have exclusivity, but any drug, including this new drug, Alzheimer's drug, that would significantly increase costs for seniors, that would significantly increase the premiums, the monthly premiums of Medicare. This is a pretty big deal. I have been talking to quite a few congressmen in the last few days. Some of them weren't even aware of this. They're aware of it now. And I'm hoping, especially those members in Wisconsin, I'm hoping that your representatives will become aware of this and will do everything they can to stop these outrageous increases. And you're right. Who can afford this? Not many.
You know, Max, it is more than heartbreaking. It is injustice. When you hear people who have lived their entire lives trying to do the right thing, and as we get towards the end of our lives, a nation should be protective of us and of its people and of its citizenry, because they've done everything within their lives to try to make this a better place and to do the right things, and yet to dismiss them. Is we can talk about other nations and how bad they are, but nothing is more disheartening than a nation that is the wealthiest on earth, Max, and then you know, it cares not about the most vulnerable, you know, amongst the citizenry, and that's the elderly. It is sad enough that we still are struggling to make sure that the elderly get enough to eat every day, and in the last years of their life aren't just cast aside as they are in this country, but you got to pour even more gas on their situations. Max, can you hang on a second?
Yes.
All right, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, the sad news again, that President and CEO of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare brings to the table, Mr. Max Richmond. We'll be right back.